better health, better life. Are you sure?
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating President's Day now through the end of the month with great special offers on brand new 2018 Chevrolet vehicles.
Hi, this is Rod Teese. I have a 2018 Silverado 1500 custom four-wheel drive crew cab. This has the custom value package, trailering equipment, auto-locking rear differential, OnStar, also remote keyless entry, remote locking tailgate, color key carpeting, and electric rear window defrost. You can lease it for zero down, $299 month, 36 months, 10,000 miles a year.
This is Brendan Wickert from Moore Shoreline. This month, lease a 2018 Chevy Equinox for $177 per month with zero down. For more information on this 2018 Equinox, give me a call at 989-883-2100.
Offers based on 10,000 miles per year lease with all taxes and fees due at signing. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com.
Final score from USA, the Patriots victorious 51-35 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers to clinch at least a share of the Greater Thumb West title with a victory on the road at Reese on March 1st. They would clinch it outright. The standings in the West right now, USA 9-0, Reese at 6-1 currently, but that game is still ongoing against Vassar. At in the fourth quarter, 5.5 to play, Reese was leading 51-30 over Vassar. Another final score here for you. Flint International takes out Kingston 58-17 to Flint International now leading 8-1 in the NCTL Stars, Dryden at 7-2. Kingston falls to 7-3. And then at halftime, Marlette was leading Sandusky 18-15. And, of course, the Greater Thumb East all undecided at this point. Harbor Beach, though, victorious over Ubley by 2 points. We're having some conflicting scores, but we do believe that score was Harbor Beach 59, Ubley 57 to keep Harbor Beach alive in the Greater Thumb East standings. But John, let's talk about the game in front of us here, hoping some more scores come in as we speak here. But I'll take us through shooting. Take us through kind of a whole feel of this game.
Each team had a total of 54 shots. Okay.
Okay, all right. That evens it.
USA made 19 of them. Lakers made 13.
That's the difference.
That's the game. But it's where they were making them that just confused me a little bit. First of all, USA was going to do what they do. All right. They were 15 for 42 on the inside, and they don't take all that many three-point shots. Tonight they took 12, and they hit four of them.
Okay, 33%.
So, you know, 33% and 35% respectively for the inside as well. So that's their game. From the foul line, oh, what were they, 9 for 11?
9 for 11, 81%.
So there you go. You know, that's a typical USA game. But for the first time, they played with one of their big men with foul trouble. And it was interesting to see what they were going to do with that. As far as shooting for the Lakers is concerned, you know, with their 13 made, 9 of them came on the inside, but they took 36 shots to do that. Now, that's got to improve for the Lakers in order to go ahead and play with the big boys.
25%.
But what really amazed me was that they took 18 shots from three-point land and hit four of them. So, basically, that is like 14 more turnovers to add to whatever their total was. They don't need that three-point shot.
No. No, they were doing damage in the inside.
They really were, and especially in the second half when I would say that the Lakers probably had more success with their physicality against USA than at any time during the entire game. They did a good job of mucking this game up. They shortened it by shortening the clock through their press and also their deliberate attack on the offensive end. They were taking about three or four or five different passes before they'd even look to shoot. It was a textbook example of how do you play a really super opponent and try to throw them off their game. And I thought Lakers did a nice job doing that.
I think so. Let's take you through the leading scorers tonight. Lakers will go through eight on a 10-player roster. Eight scored, in fact.
Yeah.
The only ones, Sam Gasta and Bryce Sears, were scoreless. Leading the way, that was Corey Minetti with 7. Brendan Wisner at 6. Mason Pasek and Nick Siegfried each at 5. Brady Smith had four, Anthony Sheridan and Carson Binder each with three, and then Andrew Siegfried with two. 5 for 15 from the free throw line for 33%. So, John, you said what? USA made six more baskets on each, had 54 shots in the night, and then Lakers goes 33% from the free throw line, missing 10 free throws. USA 9 for 11 from the free throw line for 81%, and they were led by Hunter Bone with 15 points, Zach Fritz at 14, Tyler Heckroth with 11, Isaiah Williamson at 8, and Micah Kramer at 3. And, Sean, I always remember you telling me it always takes three players in double digits for a victory, and that's exactly what USA had tonight.
It always helps. It's one of the game goals that, you know, if you really want to be a good team, try to get three players in double figures. USA usually consistently has that happen for them. In fact, they have six kids on their 10-man squad that have hit double figures before. As far as the shot selection that they're getting really good shots, and they know how to, you know, bang them home and everything. It was a workman's effort out of the USA Patriots. What I was intrigued with was what was Lakers going to do with it. And there's room for improvement for the Lakers.
Now, taking a look at the bench points for both teams, John. Lakers had 20 points from their starters, 15 from their bench.
Yep.
USA, you want to take a guess there?
Let's see, probably 51 and 0.
Correct. Zero bench points for USA, but they didn't need them. 51 points from their starters, five scorers, five starters in this ballgame. Marlette wins 37-32 over, let's see, they were playing Sandusky. So let's see how this does to our stands here as I update our spreadsheet a little bit. Of course, USA victorious, clinches at least a share of the East, or excuse me, of the West. With a victory against Reese, they will glimmer it outright. But the Greater Thumb West is all, or Greater Thumb East is all over the place right now. And so we have Marlette and Brown City each with two losses. Harbor Beach with three losses, Sandusky with five. So Sandusky's out of it. Harbor Beach and Brown City still face off with each other. Marlette is playing Memphis at the moment. They are winning at halftime in that one, 38-17. Excuse me, Brown City was leading Memphis 38-17 at halftime. Cass City at halftime was leading Bad Axe 32-25. We do not have any updates there. So Marlette now plays Peck, and then they finish out the season home against Ubley. So Ubley would have to beat Marlette if we want to see some sort of co-champion of sorts.
And you'd have to have Harbor Beach that would beat Brown City.
And then be a three-way tie for first place.
That would be a three-way. With, again, three losses to share this title. One of the other interesting things with Marlette, though, is that tonight, after that horrendous start that they've had, they've now finally pulled to 500. They're 9-9.
Yes, indeed. So as the waning moments of this regular season come down to the very bitter end, it's interesting to see. Now, USA was, only scored 51 points tonight. They averaged 65 entering tonight. And so now their average comes down to 64.5. My goodness. But they're giving up still that 38 points. They allowed 35 tonight, so 3 points under the average there. So they're spot on there. But when you take a look at it, what of the seven, now 18 wins, just a few of them, three of them, I think, have not been more 60 points or less.
Everything has been predictable with USA, except for this game right here. This is, like I said, I think the Lakers came in here and they accomplished exactly what they needed to accomplish, minus the win.
So, John, final thoughts here from our game tonight here, USA and Lakers.
If this becomes the district final, I think you're going to find it very interesting. It's going to be on neutral court,
yep.
Although USA really loves playing there.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
This, of course, is Bad Axe. And then Lakers... What can you say? They're going to have to make up something on the inside. They can't go 9-36 if they want to have a prayer at winning that particular district. Now, no one is going to concede the district to USA Patriots, but I'll tell you what, they're almost
they're definitely the favorites going in.
They're almost a lock. You know, they're just so good.
So good, and now they are 18-0 on the season, 9-0 in divisional play. The rest of the way out here for USA, let's take you through their schedule. For USA, they have on the 27th, that's this coming Tuesday, they host Clio on senior night for the Patriots. And then on Thursday, March 1st, they travel to Reese for the whole Greater Thumb West shebang. If Reese wins that game, they share it. If USA wins against Reese,